son Charles. And we are here today to talk to you about Brexit. Now, as you know, we had to leave a couple of years ago. In fact, we had to make, like, tea and leave. Get it? Tea leaves. I love that one, don't you, Charles?
I don't get it, Mumsy. Oh, that's very, very witty. Yes, many of our countrymen and countrywomen have claimed that they're going to leave the country if Brexit actually occurs. I'm talking about professionals, doctors, bankers, dentists.
Oh, don't be silly, darling. They haven't had dentists in England for hundreds of years. But you know, after centuries of inbreeding, we are now at the shallow end of the gene pool. And so we have to say we really appreciate getting the talents from other European nations come to us, don't we?
Perhaps you Americans would better understand if we were to put it to a popular American song.
Ah.
Well, the English know that Brexit will make us way less cool. Our clothes that were Italian now come from Liverpool.
We have to face we are a place where food tastes just like trash.
Our culinary claim to fame is bangers served with mash.
Well, isn't there anything they like about us?
Well, the whole world loves us royals. There's William and there's Kate.
Yes.
And now they love Camilla,
who people used to hate.
And everyone loves Harry, he's such a fine young man. And they all love Meghan Markle,
but she's American.
You know, Mumsy,
yes.
I just don't think anyone's going to miss us when we're gone. We'll be like hosts for the Oscars. Very cheeky.
Yes. The benefits of Brexit are really rather sparse.
And when we leave the door, we'll likely kick us in the arse.
They'd have more unemployment, economists avow.
With Brexit, I could lose my job. Wait,
I don't have one now.